today is found in the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter, concerning the sickness, the death, and the resurrection of Lazarus. There was a certain man sick named Lazarus of the town of Bethany, of which Mary and Martha dwelt in. So this man Lazarus became sick. Sickness came into the world through sin. For there is hardly a family that doesn't experience throughout the course of their lifetime that someone becomes sick. Sickness has likewise pain, travail, and much agony with it. Sickness is sent by God. It pleases God sometimes to afflict a chosen vessel of mercy who is still dead in trespasses and sins, brings them upon their sick bed, brings before them their past life, convicts them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, whereby the person is given to see that if he should die, that he would be spending an eternity in that awful place far from God. God is pleased to turn such a person by the Spirit to his dear Son Jesus, gives this person to see that in this person there is forgiveness for the greatest of sinners, and such a person is given to hunger and to thirst after Christ and after his righteousness, that he may be found therein. Blessed sickness, don't you think so? Wouldn't you like to become sick like that, that it may lead to the exaltation of Jesus Christ in your soul? God does this sometimes. God likewise sends sickness to those that are wicked, those that go on in their sins, those who against many admonitions, many warnings, and against the light of the Bible and what it teaches, they continue on in their sins. And suddenly God brings sickness upon such. Sometimes in one or two days they wither, they die. It is God that does this, and that justly. The Bible teaches us that he who being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Isn't it a wonder, dear Bible class, that we have not yet been destroyed? How many of us have gone on in our sins against the light of Scripture, against the warnings and the admonitions that God has sent us? We still continue on in our sins. Now here we have a man, Lazarus, a child of God. He became sick. Sickness comes upon the righteous as well as the unrighteous. He was loved of God, this man. And he and his sisters together, they lived in this town called Bethany, which was about 2 miles from Jerusalem. And into this home, sickness entered. God visits his dear children many times with sickness. The Scripture teaches us this. Job, an eminent saint of God, a man perfect, he was likewise afflicted by the devil under the permissive will of God. Read his life, what he went through, what terrible sickness he had. We have likewise Hezekiah, a God-fearing king. He was smitten by the hand of God. He was sick, sick unto death. But it pleased God to hear his prayers and to answer him and to lengthen his life 15 years. We have last week a lesson about a man that was a beggar, Lazarus, a man covered with sores from head to foot. A child of God, afflicted by the hand of God. Here we have another Lazarus, likewise sick. And we may understand what was going on in this home when this man Lazarus became sick. They immediately, the sisters, they sent a message to Jesus, saying unto him, "Behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." They didn't say, "Come quickly, he's dying, hurry," but they just sent this word, "He whom thou lovest is sick," believing where he loved Lazarus, he would immediately come. But the messenger that brought this message to Jesus received the message in return. And Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but unto the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby." Now, this message had hope in it for these sisters, I believe. I do not think they understood it the way Christ meant it. For this sickness would not be unto death, which gave them to believe that he wouldn't die, which caused them to pray and to plead upon the word that Christ had sent them. Now, these sisters teach you and I a lesson. Have you sickness? Have you illness in your family, in your home? What did these sisters do? They sent a message to Christ. Christ isn't on earth anymore now, but still we may send a message by prayer unto Jesus. He invites us to do so. He says, "Call upon me in the day of your trouble, and I will hear thee, and I will answer thee, and thou shalt glorify me." We are then invited by Christ to come to him with prayer and supplications, making our request known. What a blessing if we have this Jesus as our refuge to go to. Oh, my dear hearers, there are many that run to physicians, depend upon physicians to help them, which is not wrong, but they forget the great physician in heaven above. For these sisters, they did not forget him, and I hope you may not forget him. For these sisters then, they lived together with their brother in a home, and they loved each other. For they were loved by Jesus, for Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, the scripture says. Oh, what a nice home this must have been. There was unity, there was peace. They enjoyed each other's fellowship and companionship and conversation. It was a home to which Jesus came many times. It was but 2 miles from Jerusalem. And when Jesus had spent the day in Jerusalem, the temple, then in the evening he resorted to this home. And he was welcome there. Every one of them, the three of them, they loved him. And they entertained him to the best of their ability. They fed him, and they gave him a place to sleep. And he enjoyed being with them, and I'm sure they enjoyed his presence. I believe many a discourse they were given to hear from the lips of Jesus, which went into their hearts, and which inflamed the love that he had placed there more and more towards him. Oh, what a blessed family this was. These three persons, they were loved by the three persons in the Godhead. They were loved with an electing love. They were loved with an eternal love. And they were loved by Jesus, as he says here in 7. Jesus loved them. He would soon give his body, his self as a sacrifice for their immortal souls. Oh, I was thinking, where could we find a family of whom we could say, "Look, in that family there's three that Jesus loves and who love Jesus." are my dear heroes. I think Jesus passed by many a family. Many families have not even one in whom this love has been poured out. What then a distinguished favor it is if we are the subjects of the love of God. It is not for anything in these sisters or in Lazarus that he loved them. He had chosen them himself. It was a free and a sovereign love. And so it is if any of us love Jesus. It was not because of us that he loved us. Oh, everyone that has experienced this will say true. I was one of the chiefest of sinners. And it will take an eternity for me to thank and to praise him that he ever came down and manifested his love in my immortal soul. And now these sisters, they were waiting for Jesus to come so that he would make their brother better. But we read when Jesus heard that he had been sick, Lazarus, he abode 2 days in the same place where he was. In those 2 days, let us return to the home of Bethany. May you return with me, some of you who have lost a husband, some of you who have lost your wife, some of you who have lost maybe a son or a daughter. You know what goes on in a home. Against all the medicines and what they administered to Lazarus, he got worse. He did not get better. Amidst all the prayers and supplications that these sisters sent up upon the promise that he had sent them, he still got worse. You may be sure how they must have went out and looked up the road to see if Jesus was coming. Oh, their brother was in a dying condition. There was only one that could save him, one in whom the issues of death was, and that was Jesus. One who was able to bring him back to health and strength. Oh, how anxious they were to see whether he was coming. But there was no sight of him. He tarried 2 days. This teaches us, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. And finally, Lazarus passed away. All you have stood at the bedside of your loved one, seen this take place, you know the sorrow, the grief, what you have went through. Oh, it's a pitiful state when persons are brought to lose someone that they dearly love. These sisters, they fell into a state of mourning, of crying, and of sighing. And now in these eastern countries, when someone passed away, they buried them usually the same day. Because of the extreme heat, and because they didn't have the things that we have in the times in which we live to preserve the body any length of time. When a person died, then they usually carried them out on a stretcher or a bier, as we read of this woman of Nain, she was carrying her only son out to the cemetery. And Jesus stopped it. He stopped the funeral procession, and he raised this young man up from the dead. What a wonder this was for this widow. Her only son was given back to her again. Here they're carrying Lazarus out on one of these stretchers, we'll say. And they brought him to a cave and laid him in the cave, and they rolled a stone before the door of this cave. Usually when the person died, they wrapped him in linen. Linen cloth was used, and they wrapped the dead body in this, and they likewise covered the head with a napkin. There were not coffins used in those days. We read of Jacob when he died in Egypt, they embalmed him. We read of Joseph when he died, he was embalmed and he was laid in a coffin. It was only distinguished persons that were given this privilege to be laid in a coffin. Coffins were not used even in Egypt when they buried people. They usually just wrapped them up, or first embalmed them and wrapped them up, and then they brought them to the place where they buried them. Probably some of you have been reading at times how that they have examined the bodies that they have found in these repositories in Egypt, how they found these people lying by the hundreds in certain places, and they likewise had been embalmed, and they had been covered with linen cloth. After they had unwrapped the linen cloth, then they found the remains of the body. This was the custom in these eastern countries in their manner of burying. They usually had the nearest relatives walk before the body to the cemetery where it was to be buried. As you see, when we have a funeral, it is the same way. So we find Lazarus was buried. Sometimes they employed mourners.